Hello, you incredible, smart, stupendous, wise, intelligent, intuitive souls. Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am beyond excited to be here with you guys. Thank you guys for being here. First off, if this is your first time hanging out with me, what's up? I'm Erica Russo. I am an intuitive life and business mentor. I am a coach. I am all of the things. I am an author. I'm a boy mom. I'm all the things. Thank you for being here with me. I am excited to dive into today's topic. Actually, this topic was inspired by my second book that I'm writing right now. So you guys are kind of getting a sneak peek into a section of my upcoming book that should be available in a couple months. I don't know, definitely by the end of this year. But I was writing about it, this particular thing, and I was like, you know what? I just want to do a podcast episode because this is inspiring the shit out of me. And here we are. And the topic that I want to discuss today is intuition versus fear. Intuition versus your personal anxiety, your personal trauma, and all of that stuff. So, here's what I have to say about this, okay? We all have insecurity. We all have worry. We all have doubt. We all have fear, okay? And we all have the tendency to create stories based upon our fears, based upon what it is that we fear, whether that is through our relationships, whether that is through spirituality and good spirits and bad spirits or business, whatever the case may be. We're human. That's the way the human brain works. Okay? So let's talk about the human brain. I think I'm going all over the place, but just roll with it because this is how I do things here. And we're going to talk about the human brain, okay? We have the left hemisphere of the brain and we have the right hemisphere of the brain. The left hemisphere of the brain is our logical, analytical mind. This is the math mind. This is the, but how does this work? How do we explain this? It is our logical muggle side, whereas our right hemisphere is our creativity. It is our intuition. It is our connection to the divine. It is our connection to all that is. It's where our feelings come from. It's where all the magic is. But this is what happens, okay? So say you get an intuitive hit. Say you actually get a download of some sort or profound spiritual wisdom. That's coming through the right side, the right hemisphere of your brain, but it is then quickly being pushed into the left hemisphere of your brain where you then try to pick it apart. You then try to make sense of it. You then doubt it, right? How many times have you had an intuitive hit or a psychic hit or something along those lines, and then within seconds, you're doubting it. Within seconds. It's because your mind, your brain is literally designed that way. So you can't beat yourself up about it. I cannot tell you how many times I have worked with someone where they would have a beautiful download and then they'll be like, but I don't know. I don't know. It's the human brain. That's just how it works. Okay. But with that being said, we have to talk about the importance of mental health, especially when it comes to someone who is wanting to develop spiritually. Because here's the thing. Like I stated before, we all have fears. We all have trauma. We all have insecurity. We all have our shit. I have fears. You have fears. And a lot of times, people will think that their fears, their projections, are an intuitive hit when they're not. And I hate when I see this because sometimes it's so apparent that people are projecting their own fears and insecurities onto people and saying that it's their intuition that's saying it. No, no, no. You have to learn how to be so self-fucking aware of what it is that you possess as a human being so that when something happens, you can identify it as, oh, I'm being triggered because of my this wound. I'm being triggered because this is a wound that I'm still healing, or this is something that I will find myself getting anxious about. This is one of those things for me. Whereas intuition, every time it comes in, it's very calm. It's very matter of fact. There is no like emotional upheaval, I should say. Whereas when it's your own fears and insecurities coming in, it's going to trigger something within you that's going to make that anxiety spiral out of control. Okay, so you have to take control of your mental health. You have to be self-aware. You need to be able to observe your thoughts. You need to be able to understand your trauma and understand what triggers you. And don't like beat yourself up about having triggers. We all have triggers. Trust me when I tell you, you just have to learn that that is not you. You have to learn that your triggers and your anxiety and your depression or whatever the case may be is not who you truly are. Whoa, hold on. I hope you guys heard that. Holy shit. The big truck in front of me, they're doing like tree work on this road that I'm on right now. So I'm literally sitting here talking to you guys while they're doing like massive tree work. And there's cars lined up. We're looking at the guy with the stop thing and everything. And this guy just goes, vroom, and he just turns the other way because he can't. Obviously, maybe he was in a rush or something like that. And I got a little scared because he was right in front of me and he just started backing up to like turn around. And I thought he might hit my car. So that's why I had to pause this. But anyway. So you have to really understand that mental health is of utter importance. It is so important when you are on this personal spiritual journey that you are on, okay? The mind, the human mind, is the most diverse, complex piece of machinery ever, okay? The human mind is just is really, it's truly something that we are still trying to learn and understand. And the way I see my mind is like, it's literally a machine. It is literally like a car. And when it comes to a car, right? When you get a new car, you're going to pamper that bitch. You're going to vacuum it, you're going to use the Armor All, you're going to make sure that you get oil changes and everything like that. You're going to treat it with a lot of care, a lot of nurturing, a lot of patience, a lot of understanding, right? It's kind of like all those old men that get all the muscle cars. You can hear all the trucks, probably. It's kind of like those guys that like have like a midlife crisis and then they go and they get a sexy muscle car and they just pamper it and they just wipe it down every single day and everything like that. You have to treat your mind that way. You have to treat your mind that way. Your mind is even more important than the car. Your mind is more precious than the car. So you better be taking good damn care of it. Okay? And again, I'm not saying to like go and swear off any medications that you're on or anything along those lines. In fact, if they're helping you understand that you're not your thoughts, if they're helping you understand where this anxiety or these triggers are coming from, by all means, stay on them. But understand that in order for you to listen to your intuition and really not just have one hit, but live the intuitive way. Allow your intuition to be your guide. Allow your intuition to be your, just a part of who you are. And it's just ingrained in every move and every action that you take. You have to know the difference between your own fears, your own securities, when you're projecting your shit, and what is actually coming from the divine. Period. Period. That's it. Okay? So, take control of your mind. And I want to suggest these two books because these were game changers for me. Truly game changers, especially in the way I thought, especially in my own mental health. And that is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It's a staple. And Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. These two really give you a mind-blowing perspective on the truth and will allow you to expand your consciousness to such a higher level because they're just great books. So be sure to check those out and be on the lookout for my upcoming book. So excited about it. Love you guys. I hope everybody's doing well. I'll see you around the internet. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, Erica W. Russo. I will have that link in the show notes for you because I'm hanging out there and I'm sharing my weight loss journey with you guys there, showing my hot mess self doing all these workouts and looking like a hot mess express because I'm here for it and you should be too. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day.